Name is Speaker. Please recognize Representative Cox for CCR to Senate Bill 147.
Michael Reed.
CCR to Senate Bill 147 by Johnson of the Senate and Miller of the House, an act relating to University Hospitals Authority.
Representative Cox, you're recognized to explain the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. University Hospital Authority is the authority that basically operates the OU Health Sciences Center, essentially a standstill budget with a 0.6% increase. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the explanation of the CCR. Will there be questions? Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Cox, are there any strings attached to the $10 million in stimulus funds that we're using for this budget?
Not to my knowledge, sir.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Cox moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor say aye. All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 147 by Johnson of the Senate and Miller of the House, an act relating to University Hospitals Authority.
Representative Cox moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Treblecock votes aye. Representative McCullough votes aye. Representative Inns votes aye. Representative Denny votes aye. Representative Bands votes aye. Representative Jordan votes aye. Representative Russolo votes aye. Representative Terrell votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative DeWitt. Representative Kirby. Representative Morissette. Representative Osborne. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
89 aye, 4 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Cox now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
89 aye, 4 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.